Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Liam Neeson once again plays a man grudgingly forced into violence in the drama In the Land of Saints and Sinners. During Ireland's political and social upheaval in the 1970s, a hitman tries to extract himself from the bloodshed, but is reluctantly pulled back in. It's got its merits, including a first-rate cast of Irish acting stalwarts, but In the Land of Saints and Sinners is awfully grim and off-putting, and you may need subtitles to get through the thick Irish barogue. Younger fans of the hit series Only Murders in the Building may not know much about the earlier career of comedian Steve Martin. The involving Apple TV Plus film Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces, provides an entertaining and imaginative overview of his life and career, from his neurotic struggles to find an audience for his quirky stand-up comedy to triumphs and failures in the movies. And Oscar-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville skillfully closes the circle by highlighting Martin's success late in life, both artistically and personally. Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces, is wild and crazy in the best ways. Renegade Nell is a passable Disney Plus adventure series that mixes the historic and the fantastic. Louisa Harlan plays Nell Jackson, an 18th century English female highwayman who's been framed for murder. On the lam and pursued by enemies who dabble in dark forces, Nell's destiny changes when she encounters a magical spirit called Billy Blind, who occasionally imbues her with supernatural strength and agility. If you think all this sounds very Disney, you'd be right, except its violence earns it a PG-13 rating, making Renegade Nell iffy viewing for the very young. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!